सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
John verses 9 to 13. Chapter 11.
Sanjaya uvacha,
eva muktva tato rajan, Mahayogeshwaro harih, darshayamasa parthaya, paramam rupam aishwaram, Sanjaya uvacha, eva muktva tato rajan, Mahayogeshwaro harih, darshayamasa parthaya, paramam rupam aishwaram, anekavatranayanam, अनेकाद्भुतदर्शनम् अनेकदिव्याभरणम् दिव्यानि कोद्यतायुधम् अनेकवक्त्रनयनम् अनेकाद्भुतदर्शनम् अनेकदिव्याभरणम् दिव्यानि कोद्यतायुधम् दिव्यमाल्यांभरदरम् दिव्यगंधानुलेपनम् सर्वाश्चर्यमयं देवम् अनंतं विश्वतोमुखम् दिव्यमाल्यांभरदरम् दिव्यगंधानुलेपनम् सर्वाश्चर्यमयं देवं अनंतं विश्वतोमुखं दिविसूर्यसहस्रस्य भवेद्युगपदुत्थिता यदि भासदृशी सा स्यात् भासस्तस्य महात्मनः दिवि सूर्यसहस्रस्य भवेद्युगपदुत्थिता यदि भासदृशी सा स्यात् भासस्तस्य महात्मनः तत्रैकस्तं जगत्कृत्स्नम् प्रविभक्तमनेकदा अपश्यद्देवदेवस्य शरीरे पांडवस्तथा तत्रैकस्तं जगत्कृत्स्नम् प्रविभक्तमनेकदा अपश्यद्देवदेवस्य शरीरे पांडवस्तथा।
Arjuna requests the Lord now to see the cosmic form, and immediately he realizes whether he is qualified to receive that form from the Lord. So he says, only if you think I am qualified, kindly show me that cosmic form. As soon as he requests, Lord immediately starts showing that cosmic form. But then soon he says, you will not be able to see all that I am describing now because you do not have that divine chakshu, divine eyes. So let me give you that divine eyes. Basically, this is nothing but the process of initiation. How the guru initiates the shishya, and the shishya is ready for initiation. In fact, any shishya who is ready will think that is probably a long way to go. Any Shishya who is not ready, he will think that he is ready. So the sign that Arjuna is ready is from that verse we see, that when he says, I don't know whether I am ready to receive, but if you think I am ready, then you please initiate me. And then Shri Krishna initiates. So when he straight away starts showing, he didn't grasp it. And then Krishna is saying, see this, see that, see the Rudras, see the Aswinis, see the Vasus, Marut and all that. Arjuna is blind. So immediately Sri Krishna says, let me give you that divine eye. So the last verse he saw, in fact the seventh verse is little important, because he says, I am showing you and see whatever else you wish to see. And that whatever else you wish to see is what? It's nothing but the future. Everybody wishes to see the future. But not all of us are really capable of seeing the future.
Handling it also.
Yeah, it's very difficult. You can't. Like, if Shahjahan knew, how many will imprison him? Whether he could have handled the child objectively. You understand? Many things we don't know. It's actually better that it reveals itself than it has to reveal. Right, otherwise you should have gone through a certain process of development which gives you that objectivity. And Arjuna has only developed to some extent. So therefore, the initiation process will always be given by the Guru very carefully in the Shishya. Because beyond that you cannot take it. Like, for a student who is in 5th standard, if you start teaching math which is at the level of 12th, he will permanently develop hatred for math. You know, so you have to very carefully proceed according to the level of the student. This is what Sri Krishna does here. Slowly, starting from the positive. And then slowly when he starts seeing the negative, then Arjuna cannot take it. And he requests, please take it back. Then he takes it back. So now, you cannot see me with these eyes of yours, I will give you the divine eye, divine chakshu. Divine chakshu is this, as I told you, the process of initiation, opening up the chakras. Behold my supreme yoga. Sri Krishna himself being a great yogi, you know, he was a yogi and a jnani. So he could initiate Arjuna, open up the chakra according to the level of Arjuna. He does. Now verse number 9. Sanjaya Uvacha, Sanjaya Uvacha, Eva Muktva Tato Rajan, Eva Muktva Tato Rajan, Mahayogeshwaro Harihe, Mahayogeshwaro Harihe, Darshayamasa Parthaya, Darshayamasa Parthaya, Paramam Rupa Maishwaram, Paramam Rupa Maishwaram, Sanjaya Uvacha, Eva Muktva ततो राजन् महायोगेश्वरो हरिः दर्शयामास पार्थाय परमं रूपमैश्वरम् नो सञ्जय प्लीज एंड ही सेड ओ किंग इज एड्रेस टू धृतराष्ट्र रिमेंबर सञ्जय
इज वाचिंग
द डायलॉग बिटवीन सञ्जय एंड धृतराष्ट्र इन विच द डायलॉग बिटवीन श्री कृष्णा एंड अर्जुना इज गिवन दैट इज भगवद गीता. So Sanjaya comes in and says, O King, O Dhritarashtra, having spoken thus, the great Lord of Yoga, which refers to Sri Krishna, Harihi, Sri Krishna, showed his supreme divine form to Partha Arjuna. So there is a time gap for Arjuna to register that whole thing, because Sanjaya is already initiated by Sage Vyasa. So Sanjaya is able to see the initiation is nothing but, like I told you before, in the 6th chapter when we talked about meditation, I said, mind is nothing but flow. It will go outward through your senses. Now when you slowly start controlling your senses and there is no opportunity for the mind to go outward, then it will start going inward. You understand? So when it starts going inward, that is why in meditation they say focus in between eyebrows. So having seated with all your senses controlled, focus your eyebrows, through which eyes, through which the mind can go out. So focus your eyebrows in Shambhavi Mudra, in between here. Then whether you focus here or here, the force will be here only. In the 6th chapter you go, you say tip of the nose. Tip of one's own nose. Swa, he says, not tip of the other one sitting in front of you. Tip of your own nose. Then you see the forces on the center of your forehead. So the idea is that the energy, mind is nothing but the energy which requires flow. And it will start flowing inward. Then it will open up chakras. Basically, the inward experience. And the inward experiences are also the experiences of the mind. You got to rise above that also. And slowly the mind will become extinct. When the mind becomes extinct, then what remains is Atma. Where the experiencer and the experienced both merge. But the problem is when you go inward and start activating chakras and the mind starts showing experiences for you, a lot of people get stuck there. You do develop certain powers and then a lot of people get stuck there. And for them, those powers will start becoming the means for earning bread and butter. And that's where you stop. Each one of us stop at a particular level. Very rarely is a person who goes up to the end. Like they show in that Kaun Banega Karodpati. You understand? Very poor example, but unfortunately that's the modern example. Isn't it? They go up to a certain point, they stop, isn't it? A certain amount. They say, no, I don't want to take a chance. And they say, I'm withdrawing. And then they say, okay, now just for the heck of it, do you want to attend that question? Yes. And they may be right. And then suddenly they say, oh, Mr. You understand? They show all this drama they show. So the point is, you need to understand how the mind makes us succumb at any different level. It wants to hold on. Because see, the process of spirituality is the process of making your mind die, isn't it? Basically, it's a suicide for the mind. Whenever you start the process of spirituality, I'm not talking about religion, you start the process of spirituality, you're going beyond the mind. The mind has to completely dissolve. You should reach the state of no mind. That's what you're starting. And when you start, would the mind want to allow such a situation? It wants to survive. So it will come up. And nature of mind is to get attached. So then it will start getting attached to spiritual things. Books, gurus, ashrams, the words of the gurus, symbols, and the inner experiences, etc. That's why the guru very carefully cautions you. When you are in the deep meditative state, whatever experiences you go through, be objective. Don't get involved. They are also of the mind. They are also of the mind. They vary only in degree, not in kind. They are also of the mind. They vary only in degree, not in kind. You are venturing up to the experience of something that varies in kind, not in degree. Therefore, you have to be very careful when an initiation process happens. So, here Sanjaya has already been initiated, he comes in between and he says, he's telling Dhritarashtra, he's telling all this to Dhritarashtra in a way, he's trying his best to stop the war as much as possible. Because at least if now Dhritarashtra understands the level of Sri Krishna, he can kind of order and withdraw and say, stop the whole thing. It doesn't work. It's like somebody who is completely closed. It doesn't work. His attachment is too much. That is what is symbolized by his blindness. The Dhritarashtra is blind and attachment is blind. You know, completely blind. People say love is blind. Love is blind in a different sense. In the sense it doesn't discriminate. You know, based on caste, creed, color, community, etc. In that sense, love is blind. But literally, attachment is blind. You will not see the truth. So Dhritarashtra doesn't say, having spoken thus, Hari, the great lord of yoga, showed his supreme divine form to Bharata. At least now you understand the person with whom you have started to fight is somebody supreme, divine, somebody very deep, who knows the past, present and future. He's warning indirectly Dhritarashtra. Next verse.
अनेकवक्त्रनयनम् अनेकाद्भुतदर्शनम् अनेकाद्भुतदर्शनम् अनेकदिव्याभरणम् अनेकदिव्याभरणम् दिव्यानेकोद्यथायुधम् दिव्यानेकोद्यथायुधम् अनेकवक्त्रनयनम् अनेकाद्भुतदर्शनम् अनेकदिव्याभरणम् Divyanekodyathayudham.
With many mouths and eyes, senses, organs of action and organs of perception. With many marvelous visions, with many divine ornaments, with many uplifted divine weapons. See, Sri Krishna already in the prelude said, He is talking about certain devas' names. Which verse is that? Verse number 6. Behold. In 5 he says, behold, O Partha, hundreds and thousands of my divine forms of different kinds and of various colors and shapes. What is he referring to? Devaloka. Right? And whenever we talk about Devaloka, loka means experience. Experience means understanding, it is not Atma. Because experience requires two factors, the experiencer and the experienced. Where the experiencer and the experienced merges is Atma. So any loka, the moment you say loka, experience is not Atma. So you should not fall for that. But at the same time understand that there are many lokas which are not tapped by the ordinary senses, which are only tapped by our energy centers. And that's why they say, before you tap those energy centers, purify, purify, purify. Right? So, for others it is just belief, Shraddha. For us it is just words, Shraddha, that's all. It's like a person who is traveling on the ship. For him, he understands the language of a language to talk about sun and the moon. But if you talk about seahorse, octopus, it doesn't understand. Because it is underneath. He has to jump out of the ship, jump out of all his comfort zone, get into water, go deeper. As he goes deeper, different species he sees, isn't it? The surface level there are some species. Little deeper. When you go deeper, totally different world you see. So this is going within. So he says, hundreds and thousands of my divine forms of divine, different kinds of various colors and shapes. And then he says, behold Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, Ashwini Kumaras, Maruts, all these are various devas. All are divine forms. So he says, here in verse number 10, he says, many mouths and eyes, all of my divine forms, the subtler forms, that's all it means. Every form is divine because the underlying factor is divinity. What do you mean? The resplendence becomes more and more as you move subtler. The grass, sand, when it is, when you grind the grass sand, what does it become?
Fine
sand. So, what does it become? Mirrors. Mirrors.
Mirror.
The glass. And the glasses are transparent. Sand is opaque. Are you with me? What I'm going to say now, just take it lightly, okay? It's nothing personal. Shekhar Singh, you know, no?
Yes.
He was at Monacting.
Kabir.
Kabir, Vivekananda and all that. Myself and my colleague, we met him about 7-8 years ago when Swami Ramkita's death centenary was there. He died in 1903 or 1906 I think. So in 2006, I just come to Delhi in 2005. So in 2006 happened to be his centenary, Ramkita's centenary. Swami Ramkita, a great saint, is hardly known in this country, right? So when Ramkita's mission told us that Swamiji and few people are, you know, kind of propagating Swami Ramkita very much, so would Swamiji come and address us? Swamiji generally doesn't accept these kind of things. But he said, for Ramkita, I'll do anything, you know? So it's like for Ekalavya, Drona is the Manasiha Guru. So like that for Swamiji, even though he studied under Swamiji Nanda, who is also his Guru, his Manasiha Guru is Ramtirtha.
Manasiha,
from the mind, heart. So he said for Ramtirtha is very good. So then myself and my friend, we the colleague of mine, who is in Delhi, he said, let's go to Shekhar Sir. He was in town that time. Let him make Ramtirtha also popular through his work, you know. But Shekhar Sen, when we met him, he said, see, I've heard about Ramkita, two people told me also about it, but then, unfortunately, there's not much material about Ramkita for me to put a monarch, you know, create a monarch. You need story, you know. Ramkita's story is not much, little bit is only available. So he didn't do it. So in one of his shows, I think Vivekananda, Kabir, I don't know, both have seen. Tulsidas also does, which I know, I've not seen. Kabir is that. Kabir has seen and Vivekananda has seen. I think it's Vivekananda's show he was doing. Suddenly somebody's phone rang. And he stopped. And he said, he said it in Hindi, I can't repeat that. But I understood what he said. He said, if Jesus was in my place, now he will say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they are doing. And immediately he said, but Jesus, if he was now in current situation, he will say, Father, don't forgive them. They know what they are doing. He said it very lightly, but it was very meaningful. See, we are talking about going within and all that. 1 hour, 1.5 hour class. If I were you, I will keep my mobile in the car. I'll put it in silent mode. I switched off. Nothing will happen. Even if something happens, it's okay. In 1 hour. If that 1 hour we cannot relatively detach, relatively, it's tough. What? If you want to just read Gita and understand Gita and probably write books or conduct Gita class, it's a different matter. But if we want to bring about certain transformation within, we need little bit of tapas. The text Atma Bodha by Adi Shankara, even here, later on is going to say that in 18th chapter. In 18th chapter, Sri Krishna will say, don't give this knowledge to one who does not ask, one who doesn't do tapas. Talking about tapas, there is nothing. You understand? In the Atma Bodha, Atma Bodha means knowledge of self, text by Adi Shankara. The very first verse, first is invocation, after that the very first verse, tapo vikshina papanam shantanam vitaraginam mumukshu namapekshoyam Atmabhodo vidhiyate. Atmabhodha, the knowledge of self, should be given only to a tapasvi. Tapasvi should be given means to some extent, if you do tapas, then you can transform. Otherwise, you will just become a mobile Gita book. Then chant. So, therefore, please make note. It doesn't disturb me. You can come back. Right. But then, if we really want to benefit, we shouldn't do that. Try to switch it off, put it in silent mode, keep it in the car and come, that's the best. Right. So anyway, now come back.
Can I ask a question on this? This is Vishnu's darshan.
Yes.
So why is this physical? Is it because...
It's not physical.
No. Okay, it's a metaphor, symbolism.
See, for people who take the symbolism, it is symbolism. For those who are seeing it within, it's not symbolism. But then this is what I'm trying to say. It's up to you. You can say it's all hypnosis. Only Arjuna, Sanjaya, people like them saw. You can say that it's happening in hypnosis. Like for example, when meditation is going on and you are seeing certain visions, you can say it's symbolic or hypnosis, all that. But for you, but there are people who are experiencing them within. So,
yeah. Which means that so, it is the experiencer. So let's say Vishwaroop, they are all on the Bhakti field. But we Arjun can see it.
Okay.
Because that, he is in that...
He is initiated. Because see, only when you are initiated...
What about the meditative state, which slowly opens
the same thing. Same thing.
So in that case...
When you start seeing certain visions...
Yeah.
Please understand, as far as those visions are concerned, they are also nothing but mind. Nothing but mind. See, mind is a mystery. A lot of things have to be unraveled as far as mind is concerned. Okay, I'll give you one cross example. Now, I'm talking now. Supposing your mind is somewhere. You don't hear that? You are so preoccupied somewhere, let's say. Then you're not hearing what I'm talking. Are you with me? Now, you keep aside all those preoccupations and come and focus. Then you hear. My talking is going on, is it reality or not? As far as a person who is preoccupied, is it reality for him?
No.
That is why one day I spoke about theory of perception. A theory of perception is a subject which is little confusing for many people. But it's an amazing chapter. The theory of perception and illusion. It will turn your life upside down, if you understand that. It will just turn your life upside down, if you understand that, those lectures by Swami. You know, each one is living in his own world. At the senses level. See, like all of us are travelling in the same ship, but some of us are just stuck in the casino inside the ship. Some of them are enjoying the swimming pool. Some of them are watching movies. Some of them are just admiring the beauty outside. Each one is living in the same ship, but experiencing their own world. Similarly, there is an inner world, which is also mind. Everything is nothing but mind. Beyond mind there is nothing else. You got to cross that mind. You understand? The grossest level is your senses. The moment you start doing certain things to your senses and bring your senses to control, certain other world starts becoming available to you, till then it's not available to you. Till then it's not available to you. And the moment you start experiencing that, then there's a possibility that you may start getting involved there. Are you with me? You've got to keep on saying no thank you and move. It's not easy. It's very difficult. You know, when every year Swamiji comes to different centers, like that they come to Delhi also. So students, when we study, as part of the course students, we take them to different centers. with Swamiji. Every year they go to one center. Like, I think 2 years ago they came to Delhi, now this year they'll come to Delhi again. Every 3 years they come to. Now, when they come, they are leading a certain, our ashram actually now is not too much of recall. Frugality, but there is a limited frugality there, living, basic, little better actually, you know. But then, when they come here, they are pampered maximum. Because we put them in different class numbers also, like 2, 2, 3, 3, like that. Delhi hospitality, they go overboard. And you can clearly see how you are kind of encashing your tapas. It's an amazing thing. You've got to be careful. Certain tapas takes you to a certain height, even in the worldly level. Because of certain tapas, you are there. But the problem is when you are there, sometimes you will not be able to handle it. You know, proper. You get access to certain people, right? Say for example, people at a certain level will come and listen to you. Sometimes the Chief Minister, the Prime Minister, the who's who. You understand? You got to handle that. Tapas. Not easy. Forget that, even sportsmen. The guys work so hard, they do so much tapas. And as a result of that, they come to a certain height, right? And once they come to a certain height, what happens? Suddenly they get access. Then all the who's who, hosting dinner, this and that. Then some of the cricketers fall for it. Some of the sportsmen, they fall for it. You gotta continue on tapas. You got the same thing inside. I'm only giving this glass example for you to understand. It's because of your tapas. You know, when you go abroad, the ambassador of India is hosting dinner for the cricketers, the soccer team, the hockey team. You get, suddenly your access is open for something different world. You got to be very, you know, careful. So this teaching is part of the course. That's why students are brought. For what? Just to go around in the world. So, you know, got to understand the value of tapas, what can fetch you, how you got to continue your tapas. So, therefore, you have to go, as you go within, there will be, what? Different experience. For those who think it is hypnosis, hypnosis. For those who think it is, some experience, experience. As per our Shastra, it is an inner experience, which is not Brahman, which is not Atma, which is also of the mind, the subtler experience. Being subtler experience, you have to be more careful. Are you with me? So, that's why I give you the example of sand and mirror, glass. As you go on grinding the sand, it becomes finer and finer and finer, it becomes faster. The same thing, prakriti, matter. But we are stuck at the gross level. Now this chapter's concern is taking him little subtler. The moment you are experienced in that, you will say nothing. Then the Guru then says, do meditation carefully, go deeper and deeper, go beyond this also. If between this and this itself there is this much fraud, intelligent fellow will think, between X and 10X, this much farak, then what will be the farak between 10X and infinity? Intelligent fellow will think like that. Other fellow will say, 10X is there, let me encash on it. You understand? Therefore, all these things that Sri Krishna talks now, or Arjuna says that I am experiencing, either directly or through Sanjaya, please understand, these are also realms of the mind. Already he covered, even devas do not know me. Even sages do not know me. So if you are really interested in Atma, then you will say, if devas do not know me, they know you, sages do not know you, then I don't want to become devas or sages. I want to become you only. That is true Krishna Bhakta. That's why he said, very rarely a person comes to me. Because crossing, see, that is why a person who started the spiritual field, spiritual journey, whichever level he stumbled, will not be criticized by the Guru. Because the answer is at least he started. Not a joke, isn't it? Somewhere he struggled and stumbled. There are people who do not even start. That's why they say, spiritual journey is walking on racer's edge.
Walking on?
Racer's edge. It's a beautiful book by Somerset Maugham. Racer's edge. You know? It's like walking on racer's edge. Slowly you said bye-bye to all your gross experiences. Now you gotta go keep moving inward. You gotta cross the mind. And mind will not allow you to cross it that easily. That is Maya. Mind is Maya. So if you keep fighting with Maya, if you keep fighting with mind, only mind will win. Because anything that essentially doesn't exist will only win. It's like fighting with darkness. There's no enemy. You're fighting with darkness, only darkness will win. You will become tired. You keep on doing shadow boxing for a while. After some time will become tired, darkness will come. Shadow boxing will always tire you, isn't it? So if you fight with mind, that's what will happen. So understand the power of Maya, power of mind. So here he says, with many mouths and eyes, various Devaloka beings he is talking about, with many marvelous visions. It's exactly like, not exactly, much subtler, something like when a person who is at the grass level goes inside the water and experiences some different world. Sunlight passing through the water and you see, it's a totally different experience altogether. And that fellow says, he comes out and for a while he'll keep quiet. For a while at least he'll keep quiet. That's what he's talking about. With many marvelous visions, with many divine ornaments that the Devaloka people are wearing and using, with many uplifted divine weapons, which means what? Still the place of opposites are there. Weapons is talking about there also. In the Purana, they talk about fight between Devas and Asura. Vami, absolute bliss is not there. If you want to go to absolute bliss, you have to go beyond peace and walk. That is absolute bliss. So he is talking about the inner experience. So there are different explanations for these chapters, you know. So one is looking at this whole world as God is what is Vishwarupa Darshan. That is one interpretation here. Other is what I am talking about now. What other interpretation is, it is hypnosis. Sri Krishna is doing hypnosis on Arjuna. That is why they say, you will only understand Gita to the extent you do service. Because otherwise it will just be stories. Okay, what else did he see? Can we go to the next verse? You know, like that the mind will say. Because you will be interested in what all Arjuna saw. Then you will be interested in all that. Krishna's idea is not to show all these things to Arjuna, to say that, just to tell you, this is a drama. Don't get involved in this drama. Do your role then. He will say that. Nimitta matram bhava sabhya sakshi. This is a very important coinage of words in this chapter. When that verse comes, I'll point it out to you. nimitta matram bhava sarvya sakshi. The only purpose of Sri Krishna to do this to Arjuna is to make Arjuna understand this is a whole drama by the Mahatma. People at different sense level are getting attached at different levels and they are living in their own world. It's beautiful. World within world. Within, like that. Like that movie that came, Dream Within Dream.
Inception.
Inception. It's exactly like that. Each one is living in his or her own world, mind. Take away mind, there is no world. Isn't it? So that's what he's trying to say. So aneka, aneka, infinite. Wherever you see, it's going deeper. It's like climbing the cliff and from the cliff seeing the valley. You go to the peak and from there you see it's endlessly going. After a while you get that giddiness. You can't take it anymore. That's what happens to Arjuna later on. You know? You got to have a different perspective of your life. One is intellectually appreciating that perspective. Other is internally experiencing that perspective. And a person who's internally experienced that perspective will be a completely different person. Like when they talk about Swami Ramana Maharishi, it is said that he dreamt that he is dead. He saw his own dead body in his dream. And when such experiences you go through, it's amazing. See how, it's amazing how the mind works. Sri Krishna says, I am apohanam also. We saw that, no? Apohanam means what? Forgetfulness. You remember we saw that? I am apohanam. I am forgetfulness also. Without forgetfulness you cannot live. But my building, somebody died about 15 days ago. So there was so much of bereavement and all that in the family obviously, right? Now, yesterday, I come back from my thing and I was going up in the lift and that family was coming down. Same family, the death was only 15 days ago, fully dressed up, going for some function or wedding or something. Obviously, I would go like that. And joking and laughing, which is good. I'm not talking this, but see our mind. 10 days. Suddenly you become normal. It's needed for you to continue this world. That vividity is gone. The same vividity is there. You will not be able to function normally. Maya is at work. It's amazing how the Maya will be at work.
So really you are saying that our minds have the ability to move on naturally very quickly, to function or whatever. Then how is it that we all individually tend to get stuck on similar obstacles through our life?
What do you mean by that?
It's always something that's very similar in context that we can't overcome and that manifests itself in various relationships.
Attachment of the mind can be various to various beings.
It's similar situations that we seem to not be able to overcome. Like it could be different for you, it could be different for me, but I've noticed at least for myself, it's a similar kind of situation which crops itself up in various relationships that's always a hurdle. So if the mind...
You've not reflected enough or your intellect is not developed enough to cross that situation. So similar situation, it's like, for example, somebody is not able to relate properly with certain beings. Right? Their problem is inside them. They do not have a technique of relating. But they think they'll blame this person. Because of this person, I'm not able to relate. But they go to some other situation, if some other person behaves a similar way, they do not know how to relate. So they are basically thinking it's the obstacle. It is basically the lack of ability to relate. Once I understand that, then at a different level the challenge will be. See, at a level of
different people, because if there's four relationships and similar obstacles and you're the only common factor, then it's obviously it's obviously me myself, right? If it's the same, so it's no point blaming the others. So how is it that you reflect to move on? Because it's not like the
first thing is understanding that the problem lies within me and accepting that. That is a very important aspect in wanting to overcome anything. The moment you keep blaming the obstacles, you will never overcome that. Never. Are you with me? You have to understand the fault lies within me. I am not able to handle this. Right? And then I start working on my personality at all levels, physical, emotional, intellectual. Then I see, what is it bothering me? Why am I getting bothered? Starting to ask correct questions. And then, that's what I mean by reflection. So then you start slowly, consciously revisiting that scenario. So very often what happens when there's an obstacle, I don't even want to go there. Graded exposure is very important. See, one of the ways in which you overcome phobia, I'm not talking about here, I'm not saying you are talking about phobias, but anybody has a phobia, they require greater experience. Ultimately facing the fear is the only solution. But that doesn't mean straight away taking it, then you will become absolutely disturbed. That is very carefully graded experience, exposure. Supposing your son is scared of something. Somebody asked me about lift. They have this phobia, they just cannot go in lift. You know? So, but then in modern times you cannot avoid it completely. So they don't know what to do. Some people who are in business, who have to travel quite a lot, they are scared of this flying. You know? They're scared of flying. So all these phobias, you need to very slowly graded experience, also slowly expose them to higher knowledge. So if there is any particular situation which is bothering you so much, then you need to immediately analyze and deal with it, because it won't even allow you to do your tapas. But generally if you do your tapas on a daily basis of all your yogas, including Jnana Yoga, all your yogas, Hatha Yoga, Pranayama, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga and Jnana Yoga, daily study, reflection, over a period of time, the knowledge itself will help you to get up. It will change your personality. Are you with me? Along with tapas. But if there is something which is bothering you, which is not even allowing you to do your sadhana properly, then that requires to be reflected carefully. That is how you can overcome. Then you question, why, what, when, then you deal with it, come up with some solution temporarily and then slowly get out of it. That's the way, there's no other thing. So similar situations you are getting stuck because what inside triggers, I'll tell you from science angle, what science says is, whether in the previous time when they used to live in jungle, any threat comes from tiger. Today there's no tiger or anything where you're living. But there are different tigers, for example, Sensex. if you have invested money, then Sensex is one tiger kind of a thing for you. That red and green, the bull and bear and all that. The triggering point is something else. But once triggered, reaction is same in the body. Once amygdala triggered, reaction is same in the body. So you got to sit right, amygdala with this prefrontal cortex. For that yoga now helps a lot. Yoga, pranayama, walking, jogging, chanting, loudly mantras, all that. And then knowledge will give you focus, study. That focus also helps for the prefrontal cortex development. You know, then slowly you will see you are able to handle it quickly. That's the way. So anyway, come back here. All that I am trying to tell you is a big drama. Let's see, Krishna is trying to explain here. And in that drama, you are playing a particular role. It is of a Kshatriya. Play that role properly. Why are you unnecessarily getting involved and then say, I will not kill my uncle, I will not kill my guru, I will not kill my grandfather? Unnecessarily getting overpowered by the power of Maya. So slowly he is trying to make him see. Once I see this, from the peak when I see, it's a totally different world. From my level I am seeing and then I am concluding. So therefore he is saying, with many mouths and eyes, with many marvelous visions, with many divine ornaments, with many afflicted divine weapons. See all this. Then he says, Divya Malyam Bharadaram, Divya Gandhanu Lepanam, Divya Gandhanu Lepanam, Sarvasharyamayam Devam, Anantam Vishwatomukam, Divya Malyam Bharadaram, Divya Gandhanu Lepanam, Sarvasharyamayam Devam, Anantam Vishwatomukam. Wearing divine garlands and apparel, anointed with the divine sense and unguents, full of all wonders, resplendence, endless with face on all sides, endless. The experience that he is talking about is never ending. World is only the gratified mind, which itself is endless. Then imagine whether the mind is it, something that will end up endless. And the root of mind is Atma, which is truly endless. So from your place, you are looking at the peak, you are looking at the valley. That's the darshan now. With face on all sides, all pervading, everywhere. Who is talking now? Sanjaya is talking. When Arjuna was opened up, the experience, Sanjaya is also going through. Because he is also having the same divine chakra, divine eyes, chakshu. So for Sanjaya and Arjuna it's an experience. For us, these are just words. You won't understand all that he's talking about. And very interesting certain things when you take it up, you know. His divine sense. What do you mean by divine sense? How do you explain that? There are two different things. One is when you sit in meditation, you buy some agarbatti, which gives certain smell, divine smell as it were. There is a conditioned smell from outside. Are you with me? That's a different kind of a conditioning. What he is talking about here is not conditioned smell. See, in the Atma Bodha Adi Shankara talks about this, tanmatras. Tanmatras means Pure elements. Today, the gross elements are not pure. The other elements are mixed to it. There is water mixed in earth, space mixed in earth, fire mixed in earth, air mixed in earth. It's not pure. And one of the natural qualities of earth is fragrance. But that is, for example, when it rains, suddenly you smell the earth. The pollution goes down a little bit. Suddenly you smell the earth. So I thought probably that example would help, so I'm using that example. Like that. When you leave your gross senses and go deeper, The very fragrance is different experience. People who go into meditation, all of them come out and say, this kind of similar experiences they report. We had a divine smell, or only light we saw. You know, this kind of experiences they come and report. And that's what he's talking about here, divine sense. Which is at the purer level of your mind. For which you need to firstly decondition the mind of the grosser things. Only then that subtle smell will start coming. Understand? And then that divine scent also is what? Property of the mind. You got to go to the state where no scent. There is no senses to experience the scent. That is the depth to which a lot of us, when we start to study Gita or any Upanishads or anything, we probably didn't realize that this is what I want. But sometimes you go, you know, without realizing what you are looking for, what you are asking for. And you go and sit in that roller coaster. And when supposing they announce, you have blood pressure, this and that, get on 2-3 people immediately. I didn't realize all these things. Unnecessarily, I don't want to subject myself to these things, right? It's like that. If you look at it from the personal experience angle, it is going beyond all comforts. You must be able to say bye-bye to your comforts. Forget about all that. Even she and Mantaji, both of them, Manu and Mantaji, goes for this hiking, right? When you go for that, you have to leave all your comforts. Otherwise you cannot get there. Isn't it? If you leave your comfort, you won't get to the peak. If you don't want to leave your comfort, you don't get to the peak. So if you are you interested in getting informed about truth? Are you interested in the truth? That's the question you got to ask yourself. Wanting to be informed about the truth is different from wanting to be in the truth. Jesus Christ said, empty thyself, I shall fill you. You got to empty yourself. Today our requirements are too many requirements we have. Myself is so shallow that it requires so many things. Slowly when my self becomes a little strong, my dependence, all that should reduce. That is what is symbolically shown when a Brahmin boy goes to the Guru. He just has little tuft. Little tuft means to say that all my other things are wrong, my only desire now is to experience the truth. So, it's like climbing, you know. Up to a certain level you can, and then you will give up. If you want to continue and experience that peak which is beyond the storm, and from that level you want to experience certain things, then you want to prepare yourself differently, train yourself differently. Like they go to Leh, before that they go one level below and then stay there, prepare themselves. It's like that. So full of wonder because it baffles you. It's something that is not experienced before. Wonderment means what? Beyond your intellect. I'm not able to understand how this whole thing comes from. It's beyond my conception. Resplendent light and endless light, full light only. which means what? Going from gross to subtle. Faith on all sides. Filled. See, now we see some gap in between, no? If you go deeper, you won't see any gap. Filled. There is, we are thinking this gap. But you, supposing you get some microscope, you will see so many things here. It's filling. You know? It's an inner microscope that is opened up for Arjuna. Divi Surya Sahasratya, Divi Surya Sahasratya, Bhavet Yuga Paduttita, Bhavet Yuga Paduttita, Yadi Bhata Drushi Sathya, Yadi Bhata Drushi Sathya, Bhasastasya Mahatmanaha, Bhasastasya Mahatmanaha, Divi Surya Sahasratya, Bhavet Yuga Paduttita, Yadi Bhata Drushi Sathya, Bhāsatsatsya mahātmanaḥ. Now there is a sea for 1,000 suns where to rise. One sun only we can see. We sun for 1,000 suns where to rise, all together in the sky. That splendor would be the splendor of an exalted being. There are certain practices in yoga which they prepare your eyes, you know. Looking at the sun, you will lose your eyesight if you are not carefully prepared. You understand? Now, we are talking about inner sun, Atma, which is light and knowledge, which doesn't know any ignorance. When you go closer and closer, it must be much more resplendent. So he is saying even, he is trying to give some comparison. See, the biggest problem is one who is experiencing the inside to talk about it to the person who is all the time only at the outside. That's the problem. That is why Guru said, Baba, please forget, yeah, there is no point talking to you. Just come. No, no, you first show. There is no way. Oh, then you are blabbing. Okay, we are blabbing. No problem. Yes, we are blabbing, according to you. There is no communication between the conditioned person and the unconditioned person. That's why scriptures themselves are misunderstood. Because scriptures were spoken by unconditioned person. And the person who is trying to make sense out of it is conditioned person. Very beautifully brought out in the book by A. E. Mandel called Clearer Thinking. In the book Clearer Thinking, he says, reduce the, I also have this problem, reduce the,
no, it's on mute, I don't know what it is.
Reduce the volume, reduce the volume. It happens, my phone, the same problem happens. That's why I said, I know that. If my phone, same problem happens, I'm telling you. That's why I reduce the volume also. I don't, not only put in mute,
yes,
I reduce the volume.
Clear your thinking.
Clearer thinking. But that book is not available.
Clear your
thinking. Clear your thinking. Clearer thinking. He gives the example, he says,
who is the author, Kuchi?
E. Mandel. I don't think so it's available. I believe it's some 78 years old book. Okay. And Swamiji founded it somewhere in UK. And then, because the book is not available, nobody knows. We tried to find out in the London library everywhere. Nobody could get it. So, we made some copies of the book. Just for our reading. It's there in our library in the academy. I have a copy, can everyone like to give it to you? Now, see, the thing is, in that book he says, language for example. English language, we all speak the same language we think. But same words mean different in different places. For example, it says, homely girl in the US means different, homely girl in the UK means different. We use the word issue for children also. Oh, you have no issues, means no children. You understand? In India. there are those who are issue, one issue. They will they'll probably have five children. So you ask, how many issues you have? We have no issues. So you will think that they have no children. You are asking that, how many issues? You're using the same word, meaning differently. So you're conditioned in a particular way. Unfortunately, we are trying to understand what cannot be communicated in language, in true language. That's the problem. What cannot be communicated? Vedas themselves say, and people are fighting, Sanskrit is the best language in all. Sanskrit is a great language. Nobody is saying anything like that. It's a great language independently. Gita, Vedanta, scriptures, if you go, they say language cannot communicate this. Then what? Even Sanskrit then cannot communicate? Excuse me. What you focus on, that's how the mind is trained. Mind is trained to focus on the words. But actually you're supposed to focus on the silence. It's very difficult. Because in the world you've got to focus on the words. See, it's a totally different ballgame altogether. In the world, you need to focus on the words. You come out into spirituality, you need to focus on silence. How are you able to quickly change? You're not able to. That's the problem. So what do? In spirituality also, you start focusing on the words. Lovely lecture. Because you're stuck on the words. You understand? Between the words, what he communicated is what he's trying to communicate actually. So the difficulty. So he says here, if 1,000 suns were to arise, meaning what? With your eyes you cannot see. With this cross eyes you cannot see it. With your chappals you cannot enter the temple. You got to leave your chappals outside the temple. Everything you know, leave it here. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Antwa sarva papityaha mukshishyami masyaha. Cannot give up our ego that easily. Isn't it? And the most difficult ego to give up is good person. I'm a very good person, Swamiji. What do you want to give me up? Asking you to give up that. That's very difficult. Karna, in the end, when he is stuck with all the arrows, he's not dying. So Krishna goes in the form of a Brahmana and says, all the punyas are saving you. Give those punyas also to me. And that are the things. You've got to give everything. Completely empty. And then the truth will fill you. So this spiritual learning is actually unlearning. It has nothing to do with learning. Stuffing ourselves with more information is unlearning. And then you do become vulnerable. In the world you need to keep yourself with learning to deal with people. That's why it's a totally different thing. So same way we also go. No. The chappals which took you to different places in the world has to be kept outside if you want to experience them. Similarly, get out of the mandir, wear the chappal and go. Are you with me? When you come out, you need to shake it out. When you come in, with these eyes, you can, so 1,000 suns mean, with one sun only you can't see with these eyes. 1,000 suns, how can you see? What he's trying to tell you is, this is not an object of comprehension. It is a subjective apprehension. It's not what you see, but what makes you see. It is not an objective comprehension, it is a subjective apprehension. It is all that is trying to communicate. And yet you are saying, I wish I also get that vision. Can I get that Kishorupadarshana? He is trying to tell you, it is not an object of comprehension. Tatraikattam jagat kritnam తత్రైకత్వం జగత్ కృష్ణం ప్రవిభక్తమనేకదా ప్రవిభక్తమనేకదా అపశ్యద్దేవదేవస్య శరీరే పాండవస్తదా తత్రైకత్వం జగత్ కృష్ణం ప్రవిభక్తమనేకదా అపశ్యద్దేవదేవస్య శరీరే పాండవస్తదా. దీస్ ఆర్ వర్సెస్, వెరీ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ వర్సెస్. యు హావ్ టు రీడ్ డిఫరెంట్లీ. ఇట్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ ఆఫ్ ద గాడ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్. ఓ, దట్ మీన్స్ వెన్ హీ సా కృష్ణ సడన్లీ దేర్ హీ సా. So you understand, isn't it? Body of the God of God means Shri Krishna is standing there and you are looking at Shri Krishna. Suddenly in the body you saw Vishwa Rupa Krishna. You don't think it is an inner experience. What you need to understand, I told you, the moment you bring your focus on something, the energy starts flowing in within. Because your prefrontal cortex will start there, opening up. Please understand this. So it doesn't matter on what you focus. That is why when a guru asks, a Shishya asks a guru, no? What do I focus on? Focus on the relic. Focus on the buffalo. Doesn't matter. Because what you focus on is not the problem. I mean, it's not the idea. The focus is the idea. Because the moment you bring your mind on a point of focus, mind will start losing itself. It will start going inward. That is why they say you got to have, go and read Siddha Prajna portion once again when you get back home. Who is Siddha Prajna? One who has got his senses under control. He studied that. The second chapter, Siddha Prajna portion comes in the second chapter, last. Who is Siddha Prajna? He asked in 54. Verse 54 onwards and 55 onwards Shri Krishna gives the definition of Siddha Prajna. There he talks about sense control. One who's got the sense control is controlled. Tasya Prajna Pratishthita, he says. Then that person is a Siddha Prajna. So when the mind is slowly focusing, what is taking the mind from focusing? Senses. Ever control. Then slowly when your focus starts becoming sharper, things open up. So that's what he's saying. There, in the body of the God of Gods, actually, which means within only. Because the focusing was there, but what opened up was within. Pandava, Arjuna, then saw the whole world. He's talking about empirical world, not the external world. With its manifold divisions resting in one. Like how the entire dream world rests in one naked mind only. This whole tamasha is resting on that one. That is what that cosmic dance of Natarajan is also symbolizing. From that one, the energies have come up. And then it's appearing variety in the surface level. And at the surface level, we are all stuck in the drama. That's the Maya power. To say enough is enough to that and go deeper. And then, maybe in the second level you're stuck, it's okay. Still you have gone one level down. So he says, there in the body, tatra, in the body of the God of Gods, Pandava then saw the whole world with its manifold divisions, resting in one pure consciousness. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవాశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. ఓ
कायेन वाचा
कायेन वाचा
मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा
मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा
बुद्ध्यात्मना वा
बुद्ध्यात्मना
वा प्रकृते स्वभावात्
प्रकृते स्वभावात्
करोमि यद्यत्
करोमि यद्यत्
सकलं परस्मै
सकलं परस्मै
नारायणायेति समर्पयामि
नारायण